Well, praise the Lord. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we are just delighted, so excited to come before your throne of grace, this mercy, that this morning that we might obtain mercy. We thank you so much for this day that you have made, for allowing us to really rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we thank you so much for the founders of the TMC call, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and so good to hear Dr. P.K. Roberts on yesterday. Father, we thank you that you are making her new knees work as they ought to work in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, that everything would go well with that. And we thank you, Lord, that as Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon continues to forge on, Lord, and no matter what things are going on in her life, she's, oh my gosh, she's just, oh, to both of them, Lord, are always trusting you. So, Father, continue to add to them. Continue to add peace, joy, harmony, favor in their lives. Shower it down. Rain it down on them in the mighty name of Jesus. And likewise with the D.A.'s De Leon family. Father, we thank and praise for each and every family member who has been knitted together here on this TMC call. You know what we stand in need of, but we have come this morning because we need to hear a word from the Lord. So we thank you for the speaker who will bring our word this morning. Oh, Father, we are ready to hear it. So we pray for utterance, oh, Lord. Father, we pray that you prepare not only his heart, the speaker's heart, to give us the word, Lord, but that we are here to receive it without any reservations, Lord. Father, we ask that you continue to bless our speaker, continue to order their footsteps, and whatever their hands touch, Lord, let them prosper. Now, we bind Satan in Jesus' name because all is well and Satan cannot stand us. So right now, we have given him marching orders to get up out of here, that this word will go forth with clarity, and we will be enriched, enhanced, and empowered as we go out today. We give you praise, and we call it done. In Jesus' name, amen. I love you, my TMC family. Let's go out and have an All Is Well Wednesday, an All Is Well every day, in Jesus' name. Host, are you there?
I am here, Minister Willa. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, my sister. God bless you.
God bless you, too, and happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
I will say good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Master's Call. My name is Minister Kai, and I reside in the fabulous city of Norcross, Georgia. I want to thank Minister Willa for seating and greeting the people and bombarding the heavens with that prayer. And I want to thank each and every one of you for joining us in the TMC Telecommunications Sanctuary, and we wish you all the warmest of kingdom's greetings. This call is all about the Master, and as a family, we gather early in the morning faithfully to give God the praise, glory, honor, and reverence that is due him each morning. The Master's Call was founded on October 25th, 2010, by two amazing women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts, who we call Dr. Super Fantastic, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, affectionately known as our Mother Eagle. And when God gave the mandate, he also gave the mission. And that mission is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as we begin our day. And because we know God is a God of order, we know that this call is founded on Scripture. And that Scripture reference is Psalms 88:13. But to you, I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning, my prayer comes before you. Here on the Master's Call, we start this call in prayer, we end this call in prayer, and we hope that you continue each and every day in prayer. This call is brought to you live each week, Monday through Friday. That's rain, snow, sleet, holiday, or what have you, we will be here. And if you want to listen to today's message again, you can do so by calling 712-432-1085, access code 957-677-POUND. All of the messages are recorded and archived from the inception of the call and can be played back by visiting our interactive website. And that address is themasterscall.net. That's themasterscall.net. And also on that website, you can see the speaker's bios. And if we have prayer objectives going that we are praying corporately, those will also be there as well. If you are feeling led to join the team, or if you have a word stored up in your belly, if you have a praise report or a prayer request, you can email us at info@themasterscall.net. That's I-N-F-O @themasterscall.net. And either Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Minister Brenda, will get back with you. Immediately following this call is the MMC call that is founded by our Platinum President, Dr. Dorothy Cook, and a host of other dynamic leaders throughout Artists International that keep us informed, energized, and moving forward to enhance the lives of others. That number is 530-881-1300, access code 539-598-POUND. It is time for me to move out of the way so that God's chosen mouthpiece with the message on this day can come forth and bless our socks off. Today's speaker is none other than Pastor Charles Chuck Brown II. Pastor Chuck has a heart for the world. He is married to the love of his life and best friend, Marcia Brown. Together, they are raising two extraordinary children, Charles III and Christina Eve. In 2004, Pastor Chuck founded Kingdom Builders Family Worship Center in Kinneir, Louisiana. The Lord has blessed this ministry to grow by leaps and bounds with cutting-edge, contemporary-style worship designed to win the lost to Christ and to help believers grow in their faith. Pastor Chuck is an author, singer, songwriter, music producer, and businessman. Pastor Chuck often states, "My number one priority in life is making others better. That is what drives him." So I will introduce to some and present to other, none other than the maestro himself, Pastor Chuck Brown. Pastor Chuck, are you there?
I am. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Thank
the
you so very much. Amen. Thank you so very much, sister. And all of you who are on this call faithfully and serve faithfully, thank God for the founders of this call, Dr. PK, Dr. Vanessa, two dynamic women of God who I respect and love so dearly. Let's get to what the Lord has for us on today. 1 Corinthians 2, verses 9 through 16. As is my custom, I am reading out of the New Living Translation, which states, "That is what the scriptures mean when they say, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, and no mind has imagined what God has prepared for those who love him. When we tell you these things, we do not use words that come from human wisdom. Instead, we speak words given to us by the Spirit, using the Spirit's words to explain spiritual truth. For people who are not spiritual cannot receive these truths from God's Spirit. It sounds foolish to them, and they cannot understand it, for only those who are spiritual can understand what the Spirit means. Only those who are spiritual can understand what the Spirit means. Those who are spiritual can evaluate all things, but they themselves cannot be evaluated by others. For who can know the Lord's thoughts? Who knows enough to teach him? But we understand these things, for we have the mind of Christ. But it was to us that God revealed these things by his Spirit. For his Spirit searches out everything and shows us God's deep secrets. No one can know a person's thoughts except that person's own spirit. No one can know God's thoughts except God's own spirit. And we have received God's spirit, not the world's spirit, so we can know the wonderful things God has freely given us. On last week, I did introduce a new series that I want to begin sharing and get ready for the shift. And I hope that you all have prepared yourselves, because God has taken his people to another place. He wants us to go somewhere else. He wants us to get to the next level. He wants us to be ready for this next season. But you have to make sure that you have shifted in the spirit, shifted in your life. Those who want promotion, either in artists or on your job, you have to shift your actions. That you'll hear me speak on next week. But I just constantly remind myself not to be in manual mode. Not to be in automatic mode, where we're just responding and reacting the way that we used to, as if we're the same individuals we were. But I've made sure that I purposefully and intentionally have gone into manual mode, where I was able to shift from one gear to the next. And on last week, I wasn't able to get into all of the gears. I want to give those to you, but I'm going to go in a different direction. I'm going to give you these gears, and on the next few weeks, I'll actually be able to expound upon them. Very simple, but very powerful. If you allow these 5 years into your life, I promise you, you begin to shift from one to the next. It will bless your life. Let me tell you something. Everyone who drives a stick shift, you know what I'm talking about, that when you get into the first gear, you're only able to go so far or so fast. I believe it's like between 5 to 7 miles per hour before you need to shift to the next gear. And after that, I believe it goes to 15 to 20 miles per hour, then you have to shift again. So depending on what you want to do with your life, how far you want to go in God, how much of God's promises and how many of God's promises you desire and you really want to see manifest in your life, you need to make sure that you're shifting. It seems like you've been stuck. You need to make sure you shift to this next gear. Gear number one was take the first step. Take the first step. We often mess up because we think that we can start 1,000 miles with 1,000 miles. And when you're walking by faith, all God really requires is that you take one step at a time. You don't have to, God is not expecting you to go from 0 to 60. He wants you to take that first step so that you can get to this next gear, which is maintain a positive attitude even in negative conditions. Man, it's hard for me not to expound upon these, but I'm going to discipline myself, okay? Maintain a positive attitude even in negative conditions. Gear three, live by faith. We walk by faith and not by sight, so live by faith. Gear four, motivate yourself. Motivate yourself. Don't stop waiting for people to give you a thumbs up. Stop waiting for people to say that you did a good job and learn how to do like David did when we faced some serious situations and he was depressed and despondent. He encouraged himself in the Lord. And gear number five, yo, please hold on, everyone. I have to kiss my beautiful wife goodbye. She's gone home. All right. Gear number five, praise like you're crazy. Praise God like you've gone out of your mind. There comes a point in your life where God wants you to go to the, as you're getting ready to go to the next level, you got to bring your praise and your worship and your adoration of the Lord and your glory to God to the highest gift that you can possibly do. But here's the thing. Until you shift, you remain stuck. Until you shift, you remain stagnant. Until you shift, you remain in the same place. I want you to get ready for the shift. One of the devil's major functions is to frustrate us out of our promise. Frustrate us out of our promise. Oh, last week, I shared how after God had performed all of those miracles in their facing, the Hebrews still almost missed the reason why God brought them out to begin with. He didn't bring them out to stay in the wilderness. He brought them out to bring them into the promise. Brought them out to bring them into the promise. God always brings you out to bring you in. Always. He always brings you out to bring you in. He brings you out of financial struggle to bring you into financial abundance. He brings you out of recurring sickness to bring you into perpetual healing. He brings you out of war to bring you into peace. He brings you out of bondage to bring you into his promise. God is bringing you out so that he can bring you in. Is anybody on the line besides me happy that you don't have to stay in the same condition that you've been in so long because God is bringing you out of it? I mean, he's bringing you out of the mess. He's bringing you out of the crisis. He's bringing you. He's bringing me. He's bringing us somewhere. But God wants to bring you requires a shift in the way you think about life, requires a shift in the way you think about trouble, the way that you think about problems and issues, burdens, and even yourself. Today I want to minister from this subject. Shift your mind. Shift your mind. Anyone who's been with me, been following my ministry, especially through this call over the past few years, you understand that I love to talk about the mind. The reason why is because there's a problem that permeates our thought process and it causes us to lose over and over and over and over again. Our problem is that we're trying to live life from the outside in. Living life from the outside in. That's a recipe for disaster because you're trying to make spiritual changes through your flesh. But understand that your life does not change with your flesh. It changes through your spirit and your mind. So as long as I approach change from the outside in, I look for external factors to transform me. But if the weather is not right or the money is not there or the environment is wrong, then I have a bunch of excuses as to why I should stay as I am. And it constantly becomes someone else's problem. Have you ever noticed that people who live with this mantra always encounter the same problem everywhere they go, and they never stop to think for one moment that maybe I'm the problem? I mean, if you go everywhere and then you keep smelling the same foul stench, stop sniffing everyone else and start checking yourself. Every job experience ends the same way with you getting fired. Every church you attend blows up because of a bunch of a mess. Every relationship you get into, it turns sour because of the other person. At some point, you have to stop looking outward for an inward problem. Our approach to changing our lives must be from the inside out. That way, no matter what is happening in my world, it does not cause me to lose who I am. So you can dog me, but I'll still be nice to you. The money may be a little funny, but I'm still going to be a giver. I don't lose sight of who I am because of what's on the inside of me. So the real question comes to play, what's inside of you? You can see what's on the outside. Whenever I have to counsel someone or meet with a person in a situation in which I got to give advice, I'm always looking beyond what they're saying, and I look inside what they're saying. Because we tend to focus on our complaints and reasoning on the outside, and that's why we stay frustrated, that's why we stay aggravated, that's why we stay disgusted. A person who's always going off and exploding all the time or making little situations bigger than what they really are, they have a lot going on the inside of them. Something's wrong inside. So I can't approach this from the outside because I'll only deal with the symptoms and not the problem. And as all of you know, treating the symptoms is why many people are still abusing others. And treating symptoms is why we're addicted to drugs and having constant moral failures and so forth. What's inside of me? Well, if you want to live this life that God wants you to live and get ready to shift, then you must live from the life of Christ inside of you. You can't live the life of Christ if you don't live it from the perspective of him being in you. How many of you want true lasting change to come into your life? If so, then you need to shift your way of thinking. Let me give you these several principles, and I'm not going to rush through it. I'll pick it up as we need to. Number one, shift from thinking about what you lack to what God has prepared. Shift from thinking about what you lack to what God has prepared. How often do we think about what we don't have? How often do we think about what's going wrong in our lives? Have you ever thought about the fact that what you think about affects your mood and your emotions? You see it all the time. We quote it all the time. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. But maybe the reason I'm always depressed is because I keep thinking depressing thoughts. I keep depressing thoughts floating around in my head. There's an inherent excitement that happens when you think about future good things. This is not, hey, listen, it's not being dismissive of what it is that you're dealing with. It doesn't remove you from your reality. At the same time, however, it does change how you feel while you're going through these uncomfortable phases of life. So look at what the verses say. No eye has seen, no ears heard, no mind has imagined what God has prepared for those who love him. I'm going to try to say this, and I'm going to try to give you all this without getting too excited, but that means in the history of the world, no one has ever seen what God has prepared for you. In the history of humanity, no one has ever heard the dynamics of what God has prepared for you. No one can even begin to imagine in their mind what God has prepared for you. It says for those who love him. Do you love God? I mean, do you absolutely love the Father? Then keep your mind on what he has prepared. The reason that generations of Hebrews died in the wilderness is because they never thought of life beyond the wilderness. They never thought of life beyond the struggle. They never thought of life beyond bondage. They never thought of life beyond pain. They never even thought to think that there may be a life after the hurt. There's life after the divorce. There's life after the storm and the difficulties. What God has for you is worth everything you have to go through to get it. So stop thinking about what you don't have to what God is about to bless you with. Stop thinking about how many are hating on you to the folk that God is about to allow to cross paths with you. Stop thinking about the struggle and think on what God has prepared for you. Eyes have not seen it. Ears have not heard it. No one can even think it up. That's how vast and wonderful God's promise is for your life. Number two. Shift from carnal thinking to spiritual thinking. Shift from carnal thinking to spiritual thinking. First part of this chapter is often misunderstood because we look at the scripture and we make it as if God doesn't want us to know what good things he has for us. But God's not trying to hide it. The issue is not what God wants for us. It's what will we receive. In this verse, Paul tells us, again, eyes have not seen, no ears heard, no mind has imagined what God has prepared for those who love him. He goes on to say that God reveals these things by his Spirit, for his Spirit searches out everything and shows us God's deepest secrets. In verse 11, he says that no one can know God's thoughts except God's own Spirit. But we have not received the world's spirit, but Christ's spirit. Why? So that we can know all of the good things that God has freely given us. Now, verse 14, go down there. He reveals a very interesting point. He says that those who are not spiritual cannot receive the truth from God's Spirit. That's what so many people reject. And I'm not just talking on Islam. I'm just saying people reject when men and women of God say that things are about to get better, God is turning things around, a new season has begun, not only in your life, but in the life of your ministry, in the life of your family, but they can't receive what we're saying because they have the wrong spirit in their minds. The only way you can grab hold to the promises of God is to receive them through the Spirit of God. And when the spirit of your mind is connected to the Spirit of God, then even when the devil tries his best to rattle you, you are not shaken. He can't shake me because I know the truth about what's going to happen next. I keep saying this over and over and over again, but I finally understand why some folk are not getting it. I keep saying to stop focusing on what you see and keep your mind on what God has promised you. But here's the problem. When you don't have the mind of Christ and the spirit of your mind is not connected to the Spirit of God, you cannot receive it. Oh, I get it now. Some people just can't receive what I'm saying. I'm not just preaching to you this stuff to you all and sharing this word. I live this. If I focus on what I'm, you know, if I focus on what I'm dealing with at home or in my businesses or in my personal life or in ministry, man, I lose all hope. But my mind is connected to God's Spirit, and His Spirit keeps telling me all things work together for the good of them who love the Lord and are the called according to His purpose. His Spirit keeps telling me that greater is He that is in me than he who's in the world. His Spirit keeps telling me, my mind is focused on it, so His Spirit lets me know that no weapon formed against me shall prosper, that what the devil meant for evil, God will turn it around for my good, that God will never leave me nor forsake me, that in this world I'll have tribulation, but I can be of good cheer because He's overcome the world. That's why I can shout and mean it, because I'm not worried about what's happening on the outside. Oh, there was a time that it would have stressed me to the point of hospitalization, but I've shifted my mind. And now I understand that He will keep me in perfect peace if I keep my mind, hallelujah, stayed on Him. Don't let the devil steal your mind or play tricks with your mind, because you won't get what God has in store for you. You can't deceive this through the natural, because my flesh wants to give up. The Bible says that don't put no confidence in the flesh. My flesh is tired, but the Spirit says don't be weary in well-doing. My flesh keeps saying it's taking too long, but in my spirit it keeps reminding me that though the vision tarry, wait for it. It surely will come. It will not tarry. My flesh wants to lash back at the people who take shots at you on social media and Instagram and Facebook and Twitter and Vine and all this stuff, but then people who want to deliberately smear your name. But the Spirit keeps reminding me, vengeance is mine, said the Lord. Keep your mind spiritual. Don't let people clutter your mind with carnal thinking. Carnal means secular, worldly. If you think carnally, hear me, you're going to respond carnally. If you think carnally, you'll never hear God, because you can't hear God if you're not spiritual at all in your mind. There are a lot of people going to church, but they're not spiritual. There are a lot of people who are speaking in tongues, but they still themselves are not spiritual. Oh, yeah, we hear about so much mess, and I hear more about mess between Christians than I do with people outside of in the world. You know why? Because people are not shifting in their minds. They think that they can live a spiritual, righteous life and maintain the same twisted, flesh-oriented mindset and mentality. God is sitting there saying, man, you're never going to become who I need you to be. You need to shift in the spirit of your mind. Here's number three. Shift from what you can't do to what you cannot do to what Christ can do through you. We have to get to the point where we let Christ live through.
Everybody just say let it live in us, but live through us.
There's a very important point I need you to understand. Until you allow Christ to live through you, you can never get His attributes. You'll never take on His character. There are a lot of things that we can't do on our own. We can't. I mean, we can't heal anybody on our own. We can't make the dumb speak or the deaf ear or cast out the devil on our own accord, but I don't have to do it through my own power. The Bible says that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens
me. Hey, I want to read the scripture to you, Philippians. Chapter 2, verse 5.
Look at what it says. It says, you must have the same attitude that Christ had. You must have the same attitude that Christ had. I love the King James Version, though. It says, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. When Christ lives through us, it gives us another edge over the enemy. I'm a basketball player. I love basketball, as you all can tell. I'm even with my son. I'm doing what he's doing. That's my sport. But if I wanted to play basketball like Kobe or LeBron James, he might tell me to dream on. But if somehow Kobe or Michael Jordan or LeBron could live inside of me and exert their mind and power through me, you might be shocked to see what I could do on the basketball court, or be more correct and to actually give you what it is that the Lord has given me, what they could do through me. See, I may not have any power on my own, but when I shift to the mind of Christ, something else happens. I become more than just a powerless man. I now have something on the inside that's working on the outside that's bringing change to my life. My change begins the moment I let the mind of Christ come into me. Now, many of us don't want that because it's going to change, you know, so much of who we are. For example, when I have the mind of Christ, I'm not comfortable speaking a certain way because the mind of Christ would deal with me and cause me to straighten up. Remember the scripture that says, as a man thinks in his thoughts, so is he. Well, when my thoughts are the thoughts of Christ, I become powerful to the extent that even the devil has to recognize who I am. He can no longer run over me because I know who I am. That's why he's trying so hard for you to have the same mind you've always had in this season. But this new season requires new thinking, not just your thinking, but making sure you're tapped into the God's way of thinking. You're going to have to shift to Christ-centered thinking, not just what would Jesus do. You can have all these bracelets. You can have all of these keychains. What would Jesus do? But it's more important. What would Jesus think? What would Jesus think about lack? Well, his thoughts would be to give him 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread and he'll multiply. What would Jesus think about a storm? Well, I'll tell you right now that he wouldn't lose any sleep in a storm. What would Jesus think about temptation? He wouldn't even give place to the enemy. I'm telling you, as I give this call back over to the moderator, shift your thinking so that you think more like Christ. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. God will respect the fact that you are now tapping into who he wants you to be. And it'll change your life forever. I pray that this word has blessed your life. I pray that it's something that you can grab hold to and use for your life. We're praying for you all. We love you with God's love. Nothing you can do about it. I'm turning the call back over to my dear sister. God bless you.
Amen, amen, amen. Pastor Chuck, you have done it again. I'll be calling you back for the benediction. Let us go to God in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, let us shift our thinking. Lord, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus to cover the man of God. Father, you know every need associated with his ministry, with his family, with his household, with all that he is doing. We ask that you meet them with the exceeding and abundantly more than he can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in him. Lord, we thank you for the two women of God who founded this call. Continue to keep them, O Heavenly Father. Continue to order their steps, O God. You know every need, and we call it met in the name of Jesus. We ask that you continue to cover Artists International, the Des de Leon family, and the Spiller family, oh God. Father God, you know where they need you. You know every area, every thought that needs to be shifted, oh Heavenly Father. And we ask that you guide them in that process. Lord, we ask that you touch every bereaved family right now in the name of Jesus, because, Father, you are their peace. You are their comfort. Lord, allow us to continue to just minister to their hearts and their minds. So, Lord, we call it done in the name of Jesus, and we say amen, amen, and amen. Again, if you want to listen to the first part of this message from today, you can do so by dialing 712-432-1085, access code 957-677-POUND. Immediately following this call is the MMC call, and you can dial into 530-881-1300, access code 539-598-POUND. Again, thank you, Minister Willa, for seating and greeting the people and opening up in prayer. Pastor Chuck, thank you, thank you, thank you. Will you please come back and give us our benediction?
Amen. Father, we're grateful for all things we heard and experienced on today. We thank you, O God, that this is going to be the absolute greatest day of our lives. We thank you for favor that will be shown to us, opportunities that will be presented to us. And I pray, oh God, your blessings, your protection, and your grace that it will cover us and keep us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you.